Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You but guy with good credit.
Welcome to Black Guys with Good Credit. Yeah, yep, we're coming now live in video. This is a new season, new episode, new energy. I'm bringing in a new guy to Black Guys with Good Credit. His name is Terrence, a.k.a. Terry. He has amazing credit. He's a journalist by trade. And I thought bringing a little bit of the youth in, he was a couple years younger than me, that he'd add a couple. He would be able to add a little flavor to what I think is already a great show. So welcome aboard, Terrence, to Black Guys with Good Credit. You're in the building.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to talk money, finances, credit. You know, I've had my own journey. This man here, I'm going to give him his props. A couple years ago, I thought I was doing the right thing. I wasn't too bad, but he kind of really showed me how to get to the next level. And I'm ready to take that next step. But happy to be here. We're going to talk about it. We're going to bring what's going on in the world to you, and we're going to really break this down.
Yeah, this season of Two Black Guys Good Credit, just to let you know, like Terrence just mentioned, we're going to be relevant. We're going to drive home messages to you. We're going to play on what current affairs are happening and how that helps with you creating. It's all about creating generational wealth.
100%.
You know? And it's in your face. This is in your face. Some may not like us. Hopefully more love us.
You may not like that guy. You don't like me, guys. Okay,
you don't like me, but it's really in your face and understanding, like what I was telling Terrence earlier, like, this is about the 5 a.m. club. If you're not willing to get up and put in the work, then don't listen to the show. Just certainly don't listen to it, because it's really about you understanding that you have to put in the work. There's so many finance shows out there that you can listen to that gives you all this fluffle advice, but unless you're willing to get up at 5 a.m. and put in the work, you're not going to achieve the success that you want to achieve financially. You're not going to achieve the wealth. So over the years, I realized it's better I be in your face and be honest and real with you than to just BS you to get more views and more clicks.
We're not coddling you. America is coddling you. We're not. We're giving you the real, straight up. You've lived it. Now let's tell it.
Exactly. So you know what, Terrence? Tell me something's going on with you. Let's just talk.
All right. So what's going on with me? Holiday season finished. Went on vacation. Bought gifts for everyone. And I'm trying to figure out how to deal with this now in 2023. It's something that a lot of people deal with. You're getting credit card offers. What's the best one? How do you think about your 2023?
Well, I think what you're talking about, what a lot of people experience is that after this season, you know, crunch where you're, you know, you spent all this money, you tried to be this great person for the holiday season, and now the bills are hitting your face.
Bills are back.
And you're like, and it's like, even like with me, my business, my logistics business. People do a lot of shipping, but I put all my expenses on my credit card, and then I have to pay these expenses from the holiday season with much less cash flow coming in the January. January is like a horrible month for most people, to be honest. People like hate January. Like, January is slow. I don't make any money. How do we do this? And this is where the credit cards get you, because like you said earlier, in November, they're giving you all these credit card offers.
Bam, bam, bam.
In October, because they want you to kind of fall, I wouldn't say the word default, but not being able to pay the entire amount. So when January hits you on finance charges. But I have a trick, Terrence. I always have a trick. This is in your face. Back to the 5 a.m. club that we talked about.
Let's go.
This is what I call, and it's not necessarily just from Chase, but it's called, I got a zero interest. Let me show the cover. Zero interest promotional rate, okay?
How many months?
This one is good for 24 months.
24, okay.
So what does that mean? What does that mean to most people? That means I have a zero interest loan. Like, I've been in this country since 1996. And I'm very proud to say, I have never paid a finance charge. Have I always been able to pay my card in full? No, but one of the tricks is this, the zero interest that you're getting, most people with decent credit would get it and be offering a mail. And this is, once again, you're lazy if you don't take advantage of this offer and you choose instead to like pay these finance charges. Now, I remember what hooked you on me, what made you want to date me, and credit date, which you want to credit
me. Actually,
was I remember telling years ago about the zero interest. And
you blew my mind.
And how did it work out?
Seriously, let me just look. I understood what 0% APR. I didn't understand how to use it for me. Now I'm basically getting interest-free loans in a sense, and Sean's gonna break it down for you guys, for a year, 2 years, and I got that time to pay it off. I'm not using my own money, but I'm using it against itself. I'm getting points.
That's exactly right, Terrence. Like people, it's like just don't know it or you're lazy. There's no other way to describe it. So just to break it down, it is like I just got this offer in the mail and I had credit card bills from my Christmas expenses and from my shipping expenses. So I'm like, you know, why put the pressure on myself for February to try to pay it off in full and not pay these finance charges? So I'm actually, after this show, I am going to do this zero interest offer. And there's like, they make it so easy for you. They give you checks that you can fill out. You can even, what people do, you can write these checks out to yourself and deposit into your bank as cash if you wanted to. Or you can go online, put in the credit card information, put in the information where you want to pay, what you want to pay off, and it automatically transfers.
Yeah.
So you have to give yourself at least a 2 week time to make it happen before your credit card payment is due. Because if you cut it too close, the payment may not come in time when your credit card is due. So this is why my February bill, we're in the middle of January right now, and my February bill comes in like first week of January. So I'm gonna do this today so that I don't have to worry that the money will be transferred. And it'll just make me breathe a little.
Yes.
So I know I have 2 years and then I'll divide whatever the balance is. Say the balance is, for argument's sake, is $12,000. I transfer over, and it's 24 months. So I would pay $500 every month. So by the time this 24-month time elapses, it will be paid off. And guess how much money I pay in finance charges?
Zero. Let me ask you a question, right? So I just signed up for one of these a couple months ago, right? Got a really good offer. I got good credit, thankfully. So I get a good offer. I get 18 months. $10,000 is my limit, right? Nothing crazy, but 18 months, $10,000. I have a lot, so if I have to spend $10,000 this year, I don't have to pay off anything crazy, right? I just gotta at least make the minimum payments, but obviously you wanna do more than that, right? I did this twice. So I got two cards around the same time. Didn't hurt my credit too much. What's your limit for how often you should do this? Because how I think of it is I do it, run it till the end of the APR, and get new cards, and just keep that rolling every time.
I think it's how well you manage your expenses. And like people always get worried about if their credit score drops by one or drops by two. But the cost of your credit card going down by a couple points to get this is worth it because you don't want to pay finance charges. Now here's the end of your face story. This is what I'm going to get. People are going to be like, well, I don't have good credit. I don't get these offers. Well, guess what? Get good credit. This is the point of getting good credit. Like if you get good credit, these are the perks of getting good credit. Yeah, I'm not gonna be the soft guy to try to give you your bad credit out. You know? This is not the show, but if you have bad credit, the fundamental thing is to work on getting better credit, and that starts with paying your bills on time.
Yep.
And then you become part of this exclusive club that Terrence and I are privileged to be part of. So once again, if your credit is bad, don't message me about how your credit sucks so you can't do it because you put yourself in that position. So the goal is to get good credit. And if your credit is good, then you're doing the best, just as bad as a bad guy with bad credit by not taking advantage of these situations.
People get these and they throw them away, right? And you talk about the people with bad credit. I had to go on my journey myself, right? And the first step was I had to consolidate, look at my lifestyle, see what needs to change, see how I need to pay off my bills first. I got good credit, the good offers came in, and it's been like 4 or 5 years now of me being able to kind of use this 0% APR system where I'm able to spend money, not have to pay it back immediately, take that weight off myself, eventually pay it off, my credit score goes up. It's just this cycle, and I'm playing this game thanks to you that I feel like other people aren't playing.
Listen, we've exhausted the 0% interest APR card. If they're not getting it, they're not understanding, they don't want to do it, the game is just not for them. Keep paying your finance charges, keep overpaying, keep giving the banks money, keep giving the credit cards money, let them become rich. So I'm going to give you a minute to give a final outtake. I don't even know what else you can say, but go ahead.
Listen, it's simple. I lived this, right? I went from someone who ignored some of these offers, someone who messed up on some of these offers, someone who gets these offers, understands what to do. I get through the Christmas season, I'm excited, I know I'm spending money, I know when I'm paying it off. I want to say it's a free loan, but if you use it right, the benefits, we're not getting into the points we get from this stuff. So like Sean said, get with it, figure it out. It's something right there for you, and you've got to make it work.
You know, I'm going to say one last thing about this. For those of you who say, well, I don't get offers in the mail, I don't get these kind of offers. Well, guess what? Google is your friend. You can Google zero interest offers, and they'll come streaming down to you, and you can apply and apply and apply. And if your credit is decent, somebody's going to take you up on their offer. Because these are called teaser rates, so at the end of the day, they're trying to tease you to get you to come on board with them. So they want to draw you in, and hopefully you'll commit to them. So understand that. Good luck in your financial journey. Don't say any give me advice this month from January. And I'm out. Sean Linda, better half of two black guys with good credit. Your money is your money, people, and keep it in your damn pocket. I'll see you soon. See you guys. Peace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.